This is the CHY News Update. The BC government has announced a new event fund that a local Nanaimo arts organization says is not good enough. The Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport has offered the BC Fairs Festival and Event Fund, or BCFFE Fund, since 2021, following the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the ministry, the fund has provided nearly $80 million since the start of it for more than 3,000 events across the province. In 2024, over 20 Nanaimo festivals and events received the funding, including VIX, the Canada Day Celebration, and the Nanaimo Blues Festival. The Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport has informed CHY that given the uncertainty of the current economic climate, all ministries are reviewing existing programs, including the BCFFE Fund. During the review, they state that they are focusing on, quote, ensuring public dollars are used to ensure programs remain relevant, are efficient, protect services, and grow the economy, end quote. They also say their priority is to continue working with the tourism sector to support BC communities while supporting a stronger economy. Holly Bright is the artistic director and founder of the Crimson Coast Dance Society. She says funding from all levels of government is an important part of keeping their work going. Crimson Coast Dance currently runs 3 arts and culture festivals every year, along with their other shows and workshops. The Infringing Dance Festival, African Connections Festival, and the Shum Thotlit Festival all received funding from the BCFFE Fund last year for a total of over $25,000. Bright says the funding is important to keep the festivals running and to help subsidize the cost of tickets to audience members. The support turns a $125 ticket into a $35 ticket. She says the funding also helps cover artist fees, which can change depending on the artist or where the artists come from. They make sure the artist fees are at a fair market rate.
It covers travel, accommodation, per diem, and their performance. And their performance means that they come ready to perform. So they're fit, they've been rehearsing, they've got all of their props, gears, technical requirements, lighting, plot. They come in, set all of that up in a theater for a full day in advance. And then on the day of the show, they go in and continue to focus lights and space themselves in this new space, and then they perform.
Crimson Coast Dance are receiving the funding from the BCFFE Fund in 2022. Bright says she understands that right now the funding is being reconsidered, which now leaves an empty line in their budget.
And I think that there's a way that an expectation that when those opportunities come or new funding comes for a period of time, that we won't somehow integrate the possibilities of those opportunities into our programming and into our vision, and then it goes away and suddenly there's a vacant space in our community, in our programming, in our staffing. Like, those things support some really, really important aspects of how we do what we do.
She says the funding was supposed to be bridge funding following the COVID-19 pandemic. But while the pandemic seems to be over, the effects of it still linger in how much it costs to run the festivals. Bright says what would help protect the arts and keep them healthy and alive is a long-term investment fund that arts and culture groups can rely on annually.
And for me, I can go down that rabbit hole of, you know, frustration and really sadness, stress, basically, stress of what to do if I'm going to keep doing what I do and how we do it, and then looking at what's happening around me and saying, okay, how are we relevant, and is there something else we can do, and can we do something differently that's even more relevant?
While the ministry reviews the BC Fairs, Festivals and Event Fund, the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport has announced a new destination events program that will support funding for operational expenses for arts and culture events throughout the province. While Minister Spencer Chandra Herbert could not speak to CHY about the new program, the ministry did tell CHY by email that the $5 million Destination Events Program is, quote, retooled from the Tourism Events Program and will bring stable, year-over-year funding to the events sector so communities can host events that attract overnight visitors, create jobs, boost local economies, and help communities thrive, end quote. The program will provide funding up to 10% of the total event budget, with a maximum of $200,000 per event. Applications will open April 7, 2025 and run until May 5 at 11:59 p.m. According to the program website, the total event budget must be a minimum of $150,000 to be eligible to apply. This, Bright says, prevents smaller festivals like Crimson Coast Dance puts on from being eligible for the funding.
That you require to have a $150,000 budget for that festival, which is a little frightening because we don't have that much.
She explains that $15,000 is around what they receive for all three festivals. Having to have that same amount for each festival independently is something they cannot afford.
It means that if that's really what the criteria are, we won't be able to apply for that.
As the BC FFE fund is under reconsideration and the new Destination Events Program does not seem to be a viable replacement, Bright says she is unsure what will come from the lack of funding and Crimson Coast Dance will have to review how they run their festivals. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.